Hey everybody, welcome to a special little episode where we're just going to take a little bit of a moment and cast our eyes and our minds back to have a kind of a little bit of a, I guess, what's the word? Look back and live.
Reflection.
Yeah, a little bit of reflection for the podcast where, I mean, you might have already heard I'm joined by a very, very special guest for this week's episode. Would you like to say hi?
Are you talking to me?
Of course.
A guest. Like I'm a guest speaker.
No, that's a good point. You're not really a guest. I would like to welcome back recurring friend of the show and co-host Michaela.
That's better.
There we go. Co-host.
Hey.
Remember at the start when we were calling each other like co-captain stuff?
Mate.
Where you would technically, I don't think co-captain exists. You'd be like co-pilot.
Co-pilot.
But I don't know if you can have two co-pilots.
We're cooler.
You would need
planes.
A captain. We'll just alternate duties. You can be the captain this week. I'll be the captain next week.
All right. No,
but then I'll probably forget and you'll be like, oh, I'm captain this week, aren't I?
Look, I'm happy to. I'll take the co-captain.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain.
Well, I guess, Michaela, while we're in this in-between period.
Yeah.
How are you going this week?
Oh, I'm actually really good. It's
That's
been a ripper of a week. How about yourself?
It's...
Oh,
I think I was...
Pause.
I said a couple of weeks ago I felt centered.
Oh.
And I feel like I'm building up a little bit of steam heading into the kind of the Easter break that's coming up now.
I'm so excited for like
long weekend.
Oh,
woohoo.
Holiday vibe.
On a personal note, over the Easter break, I will be... painting my heart out on a renovation for a little apartment I've got up at Maruchidor.
Oh, look at
that. So we'll talk paint colours after this.
Yeah, we will.
We'll talk paint colours. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to go through.
We've got Reno stuff going on as well.
Yeah, you go on the huge send.
Yeah, Reno Sendo. We've got, three long weekends to be able to...
get it done.
Finish balustrades, do fire pit areas, build decking... clad garages. It's all happening
and we've got the dogs in studio
because this is a bit of a
special event. So if they wanted to say hi, that's fine. You may have guessed the vibe's a little bit weird this week. I haven't played the introduction music. I haven't put any welcome. We're going to help you choose your blinds and stuff because we're just chatting. It's a couple of friends. It's you, me,
it's
Michaela, the microphones. We're just doing a little wrap up, putting
Love
a
it.
Bow on it.
Love it.
I mean, just on a side note as well, if you ever get Michaela as your secret Santa, you'll know it's her. The wrapping is impeccable. I've had that pleasure twice in my life.
Oh, I do love some Christmas wrapping and a bit of a theme.
Bit of a theme. Champagne Christmas again. Michaela, I thought we'd kick this one off by just starting with a little bit of a discussion in terms of what was your, I guess, up to this point, what's been your favorite episode that we've done?
Ooh. I've got a clear winner in
Do
my
you?
Mind, but it's different to yours. Mine's the building blocks.
Oh,
I know
yeah,
it's
yeah,
I know
yeah.
it's part one and two, but the building blocks for me is, I think that's like the quintessential takeaway for so many people in terms of, I don't know, it's kind of like procrastination at its best. No one knows how to start or where to start, but I feel like the building blocks is like the perfect way to kind of get your own brief.
Agreed.
And then these huge considerations that when you actually like, you know, narrow it down and start putting these dot points on paper and you start figuring out, oh, okay, well, oh, I know which skirting I like and I know what kind of tone I want the house color to be. And then you start ticking those off and that's kind of where everything builds off.
It's a bit fun as well.
Yeah.
Like I've bit of a bird in the background. We're actually recording outside today, everybody. So I'm going to leave that one in just for all you playboys and playgirls at home. The building blocks are also some of our more popular episodes in terms of the amount of downloads.
Great.
They're both over. I mean, I don't know if people at home are going to be like, that's absolutely no downloads, but they both cracked the 100 mark recently.
Oh, that's exciting.
So like 100 people have tuned in and listened to it.
Nice.
So that's pretty exciting. Plus the two or three times you and I listened to it before it went on air.
Yes.
So sitting in the high... teens, 100 and teens. What do they call Bill? How do they describe Bilbo's age? Is he like his 111th birthday or whatever?
Yeah.
All right. So we're into the 117th listenership for one of those
good.
Episodes.
You know what? Might crack it again. No, it doesn't even count.
No, definitely not.
It's fine.
Well, my one.
Yeah. What's
personally,
yours?
Personally, and this might be a little bit of a, I might have missed the brief on the question, to be honest with you, and I've asked it, but the first episode we did from our current location at your place, the bathroom episode, and I hope that that was the first episode we did here.
I think it was.
Like, just everything improved. The road noise dropped away and it became so much more enjoyable to listen to. Oh my goodness. And even now, like, remember when we came back after Christmas and we spoke into the microphones incorrectly for 2 weeks?
Oh my God, stop. So embarrassing.
Like, we're getting there, guys. Like,
yeah,
it's
a learning experience for us as well.
Even this episode, we're up on the microphones, we're trying to fix the posture. I figured out some stuff in editing. It's the world's going well at the moment.
We're crisp as now.
We're crisp with a capital. I nearly said P, but it would be a capital C. Well, the next one I've got written down here is we've looked at some pretty amazing projects to date through our Inspiration Gram, and even, I guess, well, I think we've just generally talked. So, and you have not prepared for this. What is your favorite project that we've looked at so far? The stress.
Oh, but there's so many. I don't want to lock this one in and then it'd be wrong.
But here's the other thing as well. Your favorite project, we may not have covered yet. We may find it in the future.
But we
haven't even shown designs of some of our favorite designers yet. Like, I don't even think we've put Madeline Blanchfield up yet. Like, how crazy is that?
No.
How nuts is that?
I haven't done my Coogee house from Madeline. Oh, my goodness.
So there's one for everyone at home.
Oh, you know what? Oh, this is so hard. I can't even pick top three.
All right, I'll let you do top three because I actually have one written down and I think I'm going to change it. So,
okay, cool. Probably my number one before I could have three. Yeah.
Sure.
My top one is by Owlwill, which is the Pepper Tree House.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was from, you know, the CNM, Camilla and Mark.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
She
not the whatever I thought it was.
I don't know what you said. Katie and Michael or something. I don't know.
Oh, man, so dumb. I found a Camilla and Mark store in the valley the other day.
Yeah, they're kind of everywhere.
So I know actually what it looks like now. Well, a lot of beautiful stone.
Oh, the owner of Camilla and Mark.
Well, Camilla.
Camilla.
Okay,
great. This is her house. And I don't know if you remember the big amazing ensuite, which had like this big marble plinth in the middle with timber flooring and then the freestanding bath. But it had all of the really, really high skirtings, but it was all solid timber skirtings everywhere.
Divine.
Oh, maybe we could do a bit of like an episode or season, recap, and put all these images together.
Well, that's what
of, like,
I was thinking
our favorite
a post
episode.
For the week will be Michaela's like Inspiration Grams, and I'll like to put two or three photos for each of your picks. Then I'll do my one. We'll do the I think the next question will have a post or two itself. Even the episodes, like, we'll give a link to those, and then I've got a little bit of a special segment to send us away. So, all right, what are your other two?
So, definitely the Owlwill, and then it's the Studio McGee
house,
the PC Contemporary house.
That house has been, like, just on a personal note, has opened my eyes to transitional design, and
isn't
especially
it nice?
That Netflix show. I actually feel much more, I guess, skilled in terms of like my design eye for looking and going through that show.
I feel like for me, because again, Brisbane architecture and interior design, Australian design compared to international design, like, you're going to have different styles and flares, obviously, where you work and the influence that you have. But I feel like Studio McGee in particular, or their projects, or even transitional style, as you mentioned, which is really common more in America, I feel like their attention to detail, or their inclusions in terms of vaulted ceilings and huge architectural components, which then kind of has that flow-on effect for interiors in terms of their panel work and wainscoting, their fireplace details, their use of stone, the sheer size of the spaces. Like, I know we're pretty lucky in Queensland in terms of large block sizes, huge houses. We have a lot of acreage, coastal homes. Like, in Australia, we are blessed with space.
Very blessed.
But America's a bit on steroids.
America is the new frontier.
It's like our large compared to the McDonald's
the
large.
Super size.
In America. Like,
you mean a small? I don't know what accent that was as well.
I don't know.
Hang on, I'll
it was
I'll
a bit southern.
You talking about a small boy? Was that good? Gee, I'm a bit hit and miss with the accents lately.
Yeah. All right. Well, Studio McGee.
Yep.
The Owlwill. And you know what? It's actually one of yours.
Oh, my God. Please stop.
It's the Channon Architects.
Oh, yeah, with the green stone.
Yep, it was honestly that stone, the use of it.
The timber for me. Oh.
But just local. I'm actually seeing and knowing that this is like a Brisbane home. It's just, it's actually stunning.
Like a total creeper, I actually went and drove past it a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, far out, the photos are not that, they are barely photoshopped, if anything. It is stunning.
I liked that it wasn't like a mega mansion in the sense of like 50 billion bedrooms and huge square meters and like what, I don't know. I'm always impressed by architects and designers who do such an incredible job within parameters.
Yeah.
If they're restricted, if they have a small budget or small spaces or a really difficult brief or client or expectations, or I feel like if you can thrive under those circumstances, imagine what you would do if you had
a blank canvas.
Yeah.
Like just like a blank checkbook.
Space. Yeah. Yeah. Like I was genuinely so impressed with their entire style and how they delivered each of their projects.
Those are three fantastic picks.
My top three. What's your top three?
All right. So I think it might have even been my first selection was
Landy Architects?
Yeah, it was the one we did from, I think it's Lander. Because I had so much
angst
and like cold sweats when I said it all. And then I listened to an interview and I think they were like, oh, yeah, my name's Lachlan McArdle. I'm the architect here at Lander Architects. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Do you know on occasion, every time you're like, cool, what's your inspiration, Graham, this week? I've actually changed my project because I'm like, I can't pronounce the architect's name.
Oh, 100%.
Name. But it's giving me too much anxiety. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm not facing that backlash.
And like, if you are listening to this episode, oh my goodness, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you. But I doubt a lot of the people we're shouting at listen. Like they're very good at interacting with like the Instagram posts and stuff. But I think maybe I would hazard out of all the ones we pick, say 20, 30 projects, maybe two or three of them have listened to the episode.
Yeah.
And having said that, my next pick,
yes,
I think would definitely be in that camp, was the treehouse, the Woollahra treehouse by Bone Studio.
Oh my God,
with the
stunning
fluted glass and the poodle in the photo.
You really took away from that.
To be honest with you, everybody, since that episode has aired, I have used it in meetings with clients as an example of fluted glass to achieve like obscure glazing for privacy.
Not even just tried to sell it to clients. You've got it in projects.
I've specified it. I'm putting it in. We're doing a commercial fit out at the moment where we're putting it as the glass in a door leaf. Like, how nice is it? I mean, we're definitely regressing back to caveman. It is nice.
It is very good.
But stunning, and even just a small footprint for what they put in there.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
As we're saying, it's small, but the spaces are generous without being, I guess, disproportional. I would love to stay there. And then my final pick is probably, it's a little bit difficult. And like, I was trying to think through the ones that I've listed off. And I was like, when you said, oh, it's actually one of your picks was one of mine. I was like, actually, that's a good point. I should probably think about the ones you've done and what's opened my eyes the most. I'm going to give two honorable mentions before I do it. The Great Ocean Roadhouse by Rob Mills.
That was so close.
I really loved it. And then obviously The Forever Home by Biosol. Those two like really rocked my world.
Yeah, that was incredible.
But I want to pick The Walnut House by Adam Kane.
Oh, you like that?
That one, and you know what's really annoying is we do these episodes and we record, and between recording and then putting it up on our Instagram and stuff, three times, like a big architectural publication has then done the exact same thing. So I don't know if I don't know if they're hacking my Wi-Fi and getting the episode files early and they're like, what's hot? What's on the press? What are Michaela and Lachlan saying? But that ceiling detail and the joinery in that.
Stunning.
Such a really, really beautiful way.
I have to admit, out of all the projects to choose, it's probably, like, from my selections, it's probably the most, like, architectural looking. Like, it's very...
Like, that ceiling detail.
It's sleek.
I guess with these projects we're selecting, I could very easily see myself living in them, except for Indigo Slam. That one might be a bit of a...
Oh, no, I could definitely picture myself
just sitting.
Going to dinner.
Not even sitting at the head of your 40-foot, like your 40-chair table, like sitting like maybe three or four.
65. You know, 65-seater.
No way.
65-seater table.
Like an absolute psychopath sitting like three or four chairs off one of the ends.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, are you there? And the person down the other end of the room's like, do you need bread? I just loved it. I love all the projects we've covered. And as we're saying, like, there's people that we haven't even, like, covered. Like, there's been so many great designers.
Or, like some favorite architects and designers of us we haven't even touched on.
Even in the short list. Like, MIM Design. I think we did a MIM Design project, but...
We've only done one. Do you know how many projects I love of theirs?
And this is the thing.
Like, Madeline Blanchfield,
have
we not? How have I not gone into my favorite project?
Even at
project
the moment, like for everyone listening at home, I'm absolutely crushing on an architecture firm called Carter Williamson.
Ooh.
And they are doing some just stunning stuff that just keeps coming up in my Instagram feed in terms of like arched windows, but in a negative detail where the bottom of the window is the arch.
Yep.
Far out. I go weak at the knees. My voice gets dry. Oh. It's just beautiful.
Let me drive. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
For once.
Captain Hat is fully on now.
All right. Your favorite house hack or tip?
This is such an easy answer. And I did.
Oh,
I have
really?
I have written it in the notes because I was thinking about it when I was writing the said notes.
We've given a lot of...
There is a lot of good stuff.
A lot of tips and home hacks.
Oh, there was the talking through the recessed door sills. There was taps to your outdoor.
Oh,
like
pelmet
spaces,
details.
Pelmet details.
I loved the door at the back of the garage.
Door at the back of the garage. But my number one thing that... I think even if you listen to that episode, I nearly geek out at how
geek
I get
out.
Like really excited about it. And it's such a loser thing to do. But when you brought up specifying or making sure that the underside of your overhead cabinetry is specified, that rocked my world.
Really?
Because it is such an easy thing to be like, oh, yeah, I overlooked that. And to end up with these beautiful feature timber overhead cabinetry things that have a white melamine underneath.
Ugh.
And it's like, sure, the doors are closed. You're not going to see it. But then as soon as you open the door, seeing that white edging strip. Yeah, it's
even from afar, you can see like underneath the cabinet where like usually the range hood is or if you've got an undermount range hood.
If you've got an undermount range hood, it is an essential for me now.
Yep.
Like to put that level of thought and detail into it and making sure that you're getting what you want.
You know what really the biggest irk with that, if that doesn't go ahead, is if you're doing like a white kitchen, because sometimes if you're really like splurging with your cabinetry and you're doing two pack and you've chosen, you know, your specific panel in your specific color, if you've gone a very particular white and it's like slightly yellow or slightly like blue, but then the carcass is white melamine.
Yeah, not with that like IKEA curtain track thing.
It actually from afar when you can see that underside, the carcass, like the white carcass, is pure white.
Yeah.
Like there is no tinge of anything, no softness, no color tone to it. So when you have paneled doors throughout your whole kitchen in a white, or even if you have flat cabinetry, that color, oh my gosh, it literally makes potentially your wall color look yellow or blue or pink, but also your cabinetry. And then everything looks so off because it's up against and contrasting against pure white.
Yeah, totally agree.
Pet hate.
Totally agree. What has been your favorite house hack, tip, little bit of a tidbit or a secret that we've given away from the architecture and interior design world?
Mine was probably in cabinetry as well, little cabinetry hack, but it was doing a walk-in wardrobe or entertainment unit or living room joinery, anything that you can think of to use like IKEA PAX units or the Billy bookcases or anything that IKEA can offer as like a carcass kind of unit, but then building off that. So raising it up, putting it on a plinth, building your skirting board in front of it, building a bulkhead, doing architraves around it, and then potentially going even just like Bunnings, you can do it yourself, bit of a project. But then,
not for you.
Not for Brock, obviously. I'll draft it up.
Yeah, obviously. We're not dumb.
No, duh. And then obviously like going to Bunnings or any hardware store, grabbing like you know, thin MDF boards and then creating a fully built-in custom look cabinetry unit. And you can do it at the fraction of a cost. You can paint it whatever color you want because it's MDF. So you're not forced to do, you know, a melamine color and having to choose like a laminate color or a melamine color. I feel like that just opens up the whole world of possibilities for someone who wants a custom look but can't necessarily afford it. And I'm totally all for giving as much design opportunity for those people regardless of budget. Everyone should have the opportunity to get what they want.
I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to, for everyone at home, the editing process here is sometimes when we say things we shouldn't say, I mark it. I'm going to mark that, and you can hear the clapping now. I'm going to mark that from a point of view as that actually might be one of the most coherent like statements that kind of communicates what we want as the podcast. This is what we're trying to do. We are trying to, in caveman terms, give nice design, not nice, not expensive price, pretty much.
Yeah. Everyone deserves to get what they want.
Yeah, 100%. Some more than others, obviously. Not everyone can win. But we want to try and give as many of you that opportunity as possible. Now, Michaela, I've got something that you don't know much about.
Oh.
Prepared.
Okay. Architect.
Everybody at home, we're coming to towards the end.
No.
We're coming towards the end of the episode now. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play like a little reel, I guess, of some of the things that we've said that haven't made the cut of the episodes.
Die.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn Michaela and I down so you can hear us reacting in real time. I've listened to this a couple of times, so I'll be pretty good. But Michaela's going to hear some of this stuff for the first time. I will also say we're not huge on swearing on the podcast. We've said the occasional shit and bitch and stuff. There is a couple of F-bombs in here.
If
it upsets you, I'm sorry, but it is actually quite funny.
Please fast forward.
It's
and sorry, mum, in advance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Michaela is the one who says all of them as well, like constantly. It's a lot of effort. Like, I'm nearly going to put a beeper on the like.
Stop.
All
right. Cut it out.
So everybody enjoy listening to this. I'll turn us down in like the editing thing. So Michaela, you're going to hear the same level of me, but hopefully you don't think there's two of us. I'm going to play the file called Blooper Hypercut.
I can't look at you.
Well, hey there, guys. I'm already so much.
What? Were you practicing in the car?
I've got to do the face, but that's why you're not allowed to talk. That's why I was me working.
I can't look.
Hey there, guys. Oh, thank you so much for letting me out the door. It's kind of like a shitty Anna Delvey. What are you, fart or something?
What? You fart? Stewie from Family Guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Damn you, you vile woman.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't do voices.
Look, I'm surprised.
Let me mark that one so I can include that in the episode.
I'm not a big fan of Rollerbland. Like,
Rollerbland.
Rollerbland.
We got her, guys. Mark it.
You worry.
I've started the recording to capture this tantrum that you're having.
Oh, my God. What is the appliance schedule doing? Oh, my God.
Everybody listening at home, Michaela is currently having a, not a panic attack, but a bit of a tantrum. While I adjust the volume settings on all the microphones.
This is just absolutely ridiculous. Oh my God. Don't worry, guys at home. I've just been given Lachlan's schedule. Completely in disarray.
Mikhail's deflecting because she thinks her Michaela is deflecting because she thinks her media room is messy at the moment.
It is. I'm getting anxiety.
You absolutely cannot sit that far away from the microphone.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm just sorting my
microphone.
No, but like, I can't.
But if you're like back here, it's like this.
Ha ha! Aha!
Also, all right, song to get you in the mood, song to raise your spirits.
Oh, Nelly. No. Timbaland. The Way I Are. Yeah.
And then we'll pull
20,
the pin.
30 grand, I can't get over.
They're not
Brock's
too bad.
Gonna ask one. Don't say that.
Oh, I'll send him the link because you can, because it doesn't need to be a whole room. It just, like, he could set it up with his net.
No, he could
it's
not.
It's like
Lachlan.
A freestanding like,
no,
thing.
No.
Okay.
No.
So they're like 20 to 30 grand for these things, I think.
You think. You've fully researched it. You've got it
definitely.
Good to go. It's ready to go. You
no, I think, honestly, I'm going to be so nervous. And no, I'm going to be trying to win
no,
them
you'll
over
be their
so
best
hard.
Friend.
I'm going to be like, do you want to, like, just come and play board games with me?
Fuck
I'm like,
off.
Dad.
Go.
Fuck off. Jesus.
I hope you won't get a child like me.
No, Dad, I'm 26. No, Dad. I'm okay. And I'm like, oh, okay. What about your sister?
What?
No, she lives in England now, Dad, because you kept asking her to play board games.
I'm just picturing.
That's cool.
Caitlin's being like, why are you talking in that creepy voice?
Oh, she's
voice?
Left me by now.
She's left me she by
definitely,
now.
She definitely will because I played some of these things to her. And for everyone listening at home, you may have heard a Kermit impression, but it doesn't necessarily make sense in the terms of the show. But you'll hear more about that on our episode next week, I guess, because I've gone out of order because we thought that this kind of like little interlude episode deserved the justice.
Wow.
I mean, there's so many more moments I could have cut out, but those were the ones I had the presence of mind to cut. So going forward, I will be more on top of cutting out bloopers because far out, even some of those had been edited at this stage as well. I beg your pardon?
Next door's dogs. Two cavoodles.
Oh, stunning. Well,
Bobby and Mimi.
Bobby and Mimi. Shout out to Bobby and Mimi, big fans of the podcast.
Huge.
Everybody, Michaela, I hope you enjoyed that for one.
I'm still giggling.
I don't think I'm going to cut any of that out.
One more question to go.
Is there one more question? I'm so sorry.
Let me ask you.
Oh, shivers.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to or excited about in the next coming season of Grab the Trace?
Getting paid, my brother. All right, now I'll do a proper answer now.
go.
Honestly, I'm kind of excited to, and listen, everyone at home is going to be listening to this being, no, Lachlan, you're so humble. I'm excited to show off a little bit. I want to kind of create some content that is us rather than us necessarily just looking at other people doing amazing things. I want to push forward. I want to show like a little bit of like, what have we got going on over here?
Instead of, I feel like we're always like, we've obviously got like the home hacks and like, oh, we talk about like what we can provide or like things to look out for or how about, you know, take this tip or advice. And then throughout all these episodes, you're either getting like home hacks or when we, you know, deep dive into other people's projects. But I think what I'm most excited about is actually, again, kind of coinciding with what you said in terms of having the opportunity to kind of show our designs and show our process. And then again, we're obviously going to be giving tips and hints along the way and how to manage budgets and timelines and trades and what kind of documentation you can provide.
Yep.
But also like, hey, this is kind of what we think and this is what we would do for this space and kind of showing our design flair.
This is what we're feeling in the moment.
Yeah.
Like if we did this same episode 3 months later, we could have seen like another
three
inspiration
months,
project
like
or something and
been
like, I'm obsessed. Fluted glass is dead to me. It's all about frosted now. Like absolutely not. I mean, you would never catch me saying that.
Don't quote.
No, absolutely. Frosted glass will never beat fluted glass. I do have a little bit of a goal for season two. I definitely do want to see maybe a few more reviews and ratings grow the show in terms of listening numbers. And then, who knows, we might even crack the top 10. Like, we got very close. We actually hit 10 on, I think, like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did too. That's right.
But I want to get single digits, even if it's just for a day.
We were so close. We were one position off single
digits. And you know
what? Come on.
We've done a little bit of a sneaky. We've already recorded the next episode.
Yeah.
And I think that might actually be our path to the Holy Land. That might be our... this is how we're going to start strong. Because without further ado, I'm so proud of myself.
Good job.
We are going to give you a two-parter episode into everything Hamptons design. If you're project homing, if you're renovating, if you're building custom from new, if you're doing whatever. Did I say renovating? I think I did.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about like just everything. Lights. We're going to talk about design stuff, tile
cabinetry,
choices.
We're going to give you everything.
Paint colors.
Yep.
Like we've been very non-committal in terms of stuff like... Throw all that out the window. We're going to say, if you're looking for Hamptons, here's three colors from the Dulux range.
Yep.
If you're looking to do your kitchen and you don't want to do a natural stone, here's maybe, I think we did two Caesar stone alternatives because we don't want to, I'm not even going to go into it because this is the concept for next week.
You've got to listen to the episode.
It's all like at this stage, just know the buzzword is honesty for Hamptons. Honesty.
Yep.
Honest materials.
Yep.
Honest friends. And that's what we all are. Stop. And that's what we become in this first season. So for the last time this season, I'm nearly going to cry. Michaela, thank you very much for your time. The dogs have been very well behaved. And we'll see everybody next week for season two, Onward and Upward.
Can't wait. I'm so excited. Thanks for bringing me along for the ride.
Let's do it. All right. Well, on the count of three, dogs, do we want to do toodaloo?
Yeah.
One, two, and three.
Toodaloo.
Well, everybody, we've come to the end of another episode. If you have any questions, reach out to us on our Instagram at GrabTheTrace. Following, sharing, leaving a review or rating for the podcast is the best way to help the show. Our opening and closing music was created by Robert Helberg, and whilst we try to help as much as possible, this podcast is of a general nature and won't be able to take into account your individual circumstance. If you need personalised advice, you should engage a relevant professional consultant to help make the best decisions for your situation. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.